must learn from our failures. And that's coming from Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Most times we tend to focus on our failures. We dwell on it way too much rather than learning from them. Paul said, there is one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind. That means I am letting go of negative thoughts. I'm not going to hold on to my failures, the way I didn't accomplish something, the way people talk about me, the way people put me down. I can't think on those things. For example, we all make mistakes. I made a mistake. I got married twice. I was very young. The reasons I got married was situational purposes. One, for having a child. The other, to protect my child. Did it have anything to do with God? No. But I allowed that failure, the divorces that I have, torment me. And why did I allow it to torment me? It's because I allowed other people to speak negative into my life. You had a divorce, so you are in trouble because Christians don't do that. Well, let me tell you something. You are not God. So God forgave me. So he said, I'm going to use your failures to help my people. I was like, how in the world can you do that, Lord? Just like he did Saul to Paul, he's going to do the old Priscilla to a new Priscilla. I have been able to help marriages and those that are engaged and those that are in patrol to know what's right, what's wrong in a marriage because I've seen it. I've been through it. I've walked in it. I can help you not go through that same ordeal. Don't dwell on your failures. Learn from it.